a Nacho Radio podcast.
This is Dave Heller, the owner of the River Bandits. And if you like space fish, you'll love today's Dave and Darren's Top 5 Things podcast. If you like actually really good food, come on down to the River Bandits, where we have the best food in the Quad Cities for the best prices and the biggest portions. Enjoy the show.
So my understanding here, and feel free to correct me if I'm wrong, my understanding is the River Bandits will be home on Friday, the 26th. And I can't imagine it's a coincidence, Darren, that that's the day Springsteen has decided to drop his new single. Tomorrow we get a new Bruce Springsteen song.
Okay.
Yeah, it's called Hello Sunshine. He's got a new solo record coming out. Been on a real Bruce jag lately.
Hasn't someone already done Hello Sunshine? Hello Kitty is maybe what I'm thinking. He's not doing Hello Kitty.
Yes, he's doing a song about Hello Kitty. That's what he's been up to all these years.
It's a concept album about small cats.
It's a concept album, and the concept is that I'm a genius. This is his first record in 5 years, and it's going to be a solo record.
And the last one he put out was... No, I take that back. Yeah, the last one, wasn't that kind of a hodgepodge?
Yeah, that
kind of scraps from all over the place.
Yeah,
high hopes.
Yeah, so is this really the first proper record then?
Since Wrecking Ball,
he says it's.
And although Wrecking Ball wasn't that kind of a hodgepodge too,
which was the one that had Radio Nowhere on it? How long
that
ago
was Magic?
That? Yeah, that was a good one.
That was a good one, but I think that's like 12 years old.
Well, this will be Springsteen's first new album in 5 years. It's inspired by Southern California pop records of the late 60s and early 70s. Now, tell me that doesn't have you written up all over it.
Well, we'll see.
Yeah, comes out June 14th. Bruce says, this record is a return to my solo recordings featuring character-driven songs and sweeping cinematic orchestral arrangements. It's a jewel box of a record. Bruce!
Okay.
He's not saying it's the best thing he's ever done, which is the mistake a lot of these artists make.
But well, I don't know that that's the sort of thing you need to be saying when you're 70. I mean, I guess it's not impossible. But it's also quite likely that maybe something you did when you were 25 stands up as well.
Yeah.
As opposed to 70.
Yeah.
No offense, everyone.
No. None taken. Years ago, I remember watching something with the guys from South Park. And they were talking about how important it was for them to get South Park made because they felt, as they were entering their 30s, that all of the creativity was leaving them.
Uh-huh.
And they were making a point about Sting and how the Police were so damn good. And then you listen to the solo records a couple years later and it's like, Sting is garbage because all of his creative mojo
has
when he was a younger man. And at the time, that really resonated with me because I thought, oh boy, because I'm about the same age as those guys. I thought, oh boy,
is all the creativity
leaving? Well, their show is still on the air. The South Park, right?
Yeah.
And some have told me that the last couple seasons have been amongst the best. I'll be dead honest, I haven't watched a South Park since the 90s because it's just not my thing.
Yeah, but they never bothered Basketball 2.
Right. Well, it's a good point. Yeah. Those Sting records, those solo records, they're hard to listen to, aren't they? I was spending some time with A Dream of the Blue Turtles.
It's not...
And I thought, you know what this record could use? Stuart Copeland and Andy Summers. That's what this needs.
Here's
another song about my dad dying. We get it.
Quite frankly, it's kind of difficult to listen to anybody for 12 straight songs.
You think that's the case?
Anymore?
Yeah.
For me, I'm giving my albums away. I've told you that, right?
No.
Yes.
Giving them away. Don't do that.
I've given them away to family members.
Okay.
Younger family members. I don't need them.
Well, that's like something somebody does before they off themselves. You're okay, right?
What's that?
Well, that's a sad... You're okay. That's like when friends give away treasures like that, that's always for me that's a red flag, like something's wrong. Everything okay?
As far as I know.
Okay, good.
But...
You can put your head in the oven or anything anytime
soon. But having
soon.
Said that...
Yeah?
If something isn't okay,
yeah.
I'm already ahead of the game.
Oh, okay. Well,
Is Don on the phone?
Don's calling, and he wants to know what you're doing with your Rundgren, your Todd Rundgren records.
Well, the thing is that at one point mm-hmm. I could have told you mm-hmm. because at one point I kind of had everything
alphabetized.
Yes,
yeah.
And now they're just all over the place. So when the kids got their first batch of records, mm-hmm. it was like I don't know what's in there. You just.
Really?
It's a grab bag.
So I can just come over and help myself? I'm not that level of family. I'm not there yet.
Uh-huh. I've got the niece and nephew that were interested in the stuff.
Right. Well, vinyl's all the rage.
Are getting them.
Full disclosure, I have not been invited to any of your family outings since your 40th birthday when I caused a rift where punches were thrown. It's almost like you blame that on me.
I don't know that I had any sort of to-do for my 50th.
Well, not that you're willing to share with me.
I don't think I did. And then, do you do a double nickels party?
Because you're about to be 55, aren't you? Well, maybe that could be something we do with meatballs.
I can't drive.
Is that the Doug Buffon birthday?
Meaning, yes, it would be.
Well, that's fantastic. May he rest in peace. You know, that's been a year already. Or 2 years.
Oh, yeah, I was going to say, it's well over a year.
I thought we lost Uncle Fuzzy.
I thought you were going to tell me it was 5 years.
Gosh, has it been 5 years?
I don't think it's been 5 years.
No, I can't imagine that's the case.
I wouldn't be shocked if it was three.
New York City is banning hot dogs. Hot dogs and all processed meats banned in New York City. One of the first things I did when I was in Manhattan was go get one of those, those cart hot dogs.
Sure.
And I will tell you this, as a fan of hot dogs.
Yes.
Maybe the worst thing I've ever put
really?
In my mouth. It just tasted like car exhaust was inside the hot dog.
That's how they keep them warm.
Yeah. New York City have decided, the officials there are the first city in America to eliminate processed meats. Mayor Bill de Blasio approving a $14 billion Green New Deal to combat climate change. So you can't get hot dogs.
How are the hot dogs causing climate change?
The plan was brought up by city council members that they're going to cut purchases of red meat by 50% in their city-controlled facilities and correctional facilities, schools, and hospitals. And the new commitment is also starting a Meatless Monday program that was adopted by all of the schools there.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what it means. I think you can still get a hot dog on a street corner if you want.
If you're willing to pay for it.
Yeah, yeah. Climate experts say we only have 12 years to fix our environment or we're doomed.
And these prisoners are hurting when it comes to these nitrates. They need more, not less.
Would you be willing to give up hot dogs or...
to save the planet?
Or bologna or sloppy joes to save planet Earth?
I suppose.
I'm glad I don't have to make that choice living where I live. Because that's a real Sophie's choice, isn't it? I don't know. I like the planet, but I also love hot dogs.
Aren't you part of the problem?
I'm not part of the solution. I can promise you
that. I'm not dragging stuff down to the river and throwing stuff in there.
Well, but as you've pointed out.
Not that I.
As you pointed out, from the looks of it, everyone else is doing that.
Not that sometimes I've thought of doing it.
Mm-hmm. I've given it some real thought. Can we get into the top five
sometimes
things?
Sometimes I've considered it during the games.
Well, you're right there, aren't you?
Yes, I'm right here. I'm going to drag this register to the river.
So you're going to be at home tomorrow.
Yes.
The Bandits will be there on Friday the 26th.
Yes.
And then Saturday there's a doubleheader.
Yes.
Although I think there's a chance of rain. Yes. But Sunday looks like it's going to be fantastic. So get your River Bandits tickets now. Go see Darren and give him a...
That's all that's needed.
Mm-hmm. And it's not that Darren doesn't want to talk to you. It's that you're busy enjoying the game. You don't really have the time for Darren.
Yeah, and I don't want you getting hit by a foul ball.
No.
Although we've got those big screens. I mean, if you're getting hit by a foul ball now, you're almost trying to.
You brought that on yourself.
You're really almost trying
right.
to.
Yeah, that's on you. Let's get the top five
this
things.
This one guy, he was just constantly throwing himself at line drives. What are you going to do about it? The Dave and Darren Top Five Things podcast is brought to you by Mary's Diamonds and Jewelry. They're located in the village of East Davenport. Their brand new location, 2115 East 12th Street. They are open now, and their bridal sale is going on. Come in and check out their engagement ring, starting at just $350. Their large selection of GIA-certified loose diamonds and their custom bridal line. They are open Tuesdays through Saturday, starting at 10 o'clock. Find the perfect gift for every occasion. Take advantage of their interest-free financing options. They offer free cleanings and inspections. Check them out at marysdiamondsandjewelry.com and like them on Facebook. And, of course, when you're there, please mention Nacho Radio with your purchase. And mentioning us, you're going to receive a free gem and jewelry cleaner again at Mary's Diamonds and Jewelry, the podcast originating from the Capriati Sandwich Shop Studio on 53rd Street in Davenport. And they are the Quad Cities, the home of the Quad Cities' best cheesesteak. But there's so much more, including their Cran Slam Club homemade turkey, cranberry sauce, ham, lettuce, mayo, on your choice of sliced or wheat bread. It's absolutely delicious. Turn your favorite Capriati sandwich into a combo with a chip and a medium drink at Capriati's. Be sure to mention Nacho Radio there as well. And when you do, you're going to get a medium sub and only have to pay for the price of a small one.
Number one.
So wedding shaming is something that people are doing now. This is a new thing that people are enjoying. Wedding shaming.
I'm probably past that.
Well.
Or maybe not.
There's a Facebook group that's called That's It, I'm Wedding Shaming. And it's got like 55,000 members. And what you do is you just go on there and talk about tacky weddings that you've been to. I mean, there have been a couple. My wife likes to tell the story of a friend of hers who, this was just out of high school, a friend of hers got married, and the first dance that they did
So these are like 19-year-old kids?
Yeah. And Jenny will tell the story. They were all there, and it was like Jenny's first friend to get married, you know? And they're all standing there watching, and it's time for their first dances, man and wife. And, like, Jenny's standing next to the grandmother. And they're slow dancing and grinding to Rod Stewart's Tonight's the Night.
Yeah.
And the whole line about spread your wings and let me come inside. Jenny, you got to have her tell the story because she's just like, it was the most uncomfortable thing ever.
Was it uncomfortable for grandma? Or was she taking it in stride?
Way to take it. Take it all, Granny.
Take it all.
Remember
the video of the couple? Was it Illinois?
It was Pekin.
Where they're having an outdoor wedding and they're coming down the aisle to Crazy Bitch.
Crazy Bitch by Buck Cherry. That would be perfect for the wedding shaming Facebook group. It is a closed group. So you have to, like, get invited to get into it. And there are 54,000 members. And here are just some of the more recent posts. Someone sharing pictures here of a superhero-themed wedding where everyone dressed up like superheroes.
Is that something you'd be willing to do?
There was a guy that we worked with at the other building. Do you remember this? His wedding registry. He wanted KY Jelly and Cocoa Puffs. And then at that wedding...
What a sense of humor.
It was something else. That wedding.
I did not go to that wedding.
You made the right call because that marriage was about 3 months and then it was over.
And the parents knew it.
The mother grabs the microphone. This is a guy.
The parents told everyone this isn't going to last.
Dad didn't go to the wedding.
Oh, Dad didn't go.
I don't think. Maybe I'm remembering that wrong, but I do remember.
Mom doesn't approve.
So the reception is at the VFW Hall in Bettendorf, all right? Mom grabs the microphone. Everyone's doing their toasts, or, you know, the best man spiel there, and we're all enjoying the meal, knowing that we're wasting a good Saturday on this sham marriage. Mom grabs the microphone, and this is the toast that she gives. Everyone, this is not the life that we had planned for Michael. His father and I worked very hard to put him through the very best schools. And what thanks do we get? He becomes a DJ.
No offense to the rest of you.
And then at this point, I'm like, hey, F you, lady.
Everybody who's there is on the air. And they're all just like, some of you are offended.
Hey.
Some of you are offended. And others are like, that's a valid point.
your son is a clown. But hey, lady, what are you doing?
Taking shots at me.
This is not the life we wanted for Michael, but this is what we get. And then that was it. She just put the microphone down.
Yeah. No mention of the wedding then. Just the fact that you're a radio DJ is a huge disappointment.
Just how disappointed Michael's father and I are that We send him to the best schools. We paid for him to have a good education. And
why
and
then, did you do that?
Yeah, I wouldn't have. I'll tell you what, if that was my kid, I would not have spent a nickel to send him to college.
Yeah, there's no reason to send you to the University of Chicago for this.
And this is the thing, Sweetgit. He's a DJ. And I'm half sitting there like, oh my God, yes, let him have it.
But then all of a sudden, wait a minute.
Hey.
She's taking
Hey. Jesus. Hurtful. These are people, adults, that thought it'd be good to have a superhero-themed wedding. There's a story here of a groomsman who pissed his pants at the rehearsal dinner because he didn't want to lose his seat at the bar.
What?
And there's someone else here complaining... Friends of theirs thought it would be a good idea to have their ceremony at 6:30 in the morning.
Mm.
And they write, and I'm with them on this. It says, I'm not even up for work that early, let alone for a goddamn wedding. Mm-hmm. I get she probably wants a sunrise cemetery, but how shitty ceremony. For your guests. Yeah. Yeah. Sunrise ceremony, but that's not good for your guests. Now, no names are mentioned, but... Oh, boy. Just really bad, bad wedding behavior. There was a wedding that I went to in our family, and it was best man talk. And the best man grabs the microphone and does this. I'm not sure why you wanted me to be your best man. I was a horrible brother. Ladies and gentlemen, I was a drug addict. I've been sober now for 2 months.
I don't know why I find that funny.
He just kept talking about what a drug addict he was and all that. Like he was doing his AA speech. And I can't believe you chose me for your best man because I haven't been a very good brother. And I've been, you know, I've been a drunk and an addict. And, 2 months, I get my ship, 2 months coming up here, whatever. And I'm thinking too, like, well, you know,
I remember one, these were
I'm about to have a good time here.
Separate weddings, but I believe involving the same family where the best man was proclaiming his, his love for the groom.
Right.
And then the maiden of honor.
Right.
Letting everybody know all the drugs that she did with the bride.
Oh, wow. This is the same family but different weddings?
Different weddings.
That's great.
It's like that family, if you go to a wedding with that family, someone's going to get on the mic
and
really open up.
That truth serum, something else.
Right.
Two.
Number two. Get ready for the heavy metal knitting world championships.
We took a lot of hallucinogens together.
Right? I always like when... It used to make me cringe. It used to make me furious. And now I get a kick out of it. The people that still do the bit about... And it's always...
Oh, the car keys?
Yeah. Or the car keys.
Not the car keys.
No. It's always... It's like they always have some maid of honor... who has zero personality, and she does the bit about, all right, now you put your hand there. Now you put your hand on top of hers. That will be the last time you ever have the upper hand. Oh, you're boo! You're terrible! What are you doing? You suck at this! Just say thanks for coming. Don't.
Yeah.
First of all, you didn't write that. I'm offended as a comic, all right? Number two.
Well, maybe...
It's not funny to begin with.
Maybe she had never heard that before. And, oh, that's funny. I'm going to use that.
I guarantee they all Google it. Like, what do I say at a best man speech or whatever?
We were the best double play combination in our school history. And I love you.
I love you, man.
And when I say I love you, man,
right?
I mean, I love you.
First heavy metal.
Don't do this.
This isn't us, Paul. This is not us. The first heavy metal world knitting championships.
I'm Tinker Evers. Give us a chance.
Consider yourself Zing.
The Zing of the Day.
Zing of the Day brought to you by the East Moline Coffee Company.
First heavy metal world knitting championships have been announced. This is going to happen in Joensuu in Finland on July the 11th. Finland, they take their heavy metal very seriously.
Sure.
They've done the numbers, and they say there are 50 heavy metal bands per 100,000 Finnish...
Per person. It doesn't even add up.
How does this make sense?
How does that work?
Well, everyone's in 50 bands. No, there are 50 heavy metal bands per 100,000 Finnish citizens, which is a lot. More than anywhere else in the world, they say. And they also have an equally high number of needlework enthusiasts. So they've created this new thing called heavy metal knitting. And you just knit with the attitude of somebody who's slaying a thrash metal guitar.
While probably a thrash band is playing.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is. The heavy metal knitting world championships. Again, that's this July in Finland. Here, just give you a taste of this. It's an old woman.
Well, she's not that old.
Seems to be knitting a shawl. She's clearly made some socks for herself.
Now we're going to crank it up.
Sad.
Who is it? Oh, it's a metal band. And they are here to rock your world, Grandma, while you knit the hell out of that stuff. Make it happen, Granny. Good God, these are white people. The Finns are a white...
You! You rock!
Wow.
Yes, I know.
Oh. Oh, yeah, this is exactly what the world needs. See, look at her knitting like a maniac now. And now she's cool. Now she's rocking out. Yeah, that's the coolest thing I think I've ever seen. I'm on board. I don't know if I'll make it to Finland this July, but I'll be there in spirit.
The Dave and Darren Top 5 Things podcast brought to you by the East Moline Coffee Company. 3537 Archer Drive in East Moline, just north of United Township High School. Enjoy an all-natural fruit smoothie with or without protein or a matcha green tea served hot or over ice. Try a super tasty protein puck packed full of fruits and nuts, a great way to start the day. Gourmet hot, iced, and frozen beverages, as well as whole bean coffee and loose leaf tea that you can take home with you. Biscotti, breakfast cookies, all-natural oatmeal muffins, and more. The East Moline Coffee Company. Join their loyalty rewards and check them out at eastmocoffee.com. The podcast is also brought to you by our fine patrons on Podbean. If you become a patron, you have access to every podcast we've ever done, including patron-only shows. So please get signed up for that, as well as everyone who shops Amazon.com by using the link at nachoradio.com. The podcast originating from the Campriotti Sandwich Shop Studio on 53rd Street in Davenport and the location at 4640 First Avenue Northeast in Cedar Rapids as well. If you're interested in booking the very popular Campriotti's food truck for your private party, place of business, or event, call 563-284-2331, or you can also email them at capriottisfoodtruck@gmail.com. The podcast wants to remind you that they've got great sandwiches, soups and salads, cold and hot subs and cap specials, including the Bobby turkey, cranberry sauce, homemade stuffing, and mayo, voted the greatest sandwich in America. When you are at Capriotti's, make sure you mention Nacho Radio, and you'll get a medium sub for the price of a small one at Capriotti's. Extraordinary food for those unwilling to settle.
High five!
And the podcast also wants to remind you to move your clocks ahead this weekend.
We doing that again?
Why not?
Or if you didn't change the batteries in your smoke alarms, these owners are hurting.
We're sitting here doing the show here in the Campriotti studio. Your Cubs are playing the Dodgers right now.
Yes, I believe the River Bandits are playing now, too.
Is that up in Clinton?
They're playing, yes. So
they're at home, but they're in Clinton today.
Yes. That was a 1 o'clock game, so yeah, they're in the second inning or so.
Well, the Cubs and Dodgers are playing right now. They're finishing that series.
Mm-hmm.
Today is the anniversary of the day that Rick Monday saved the flag from the two guys who
in Los
somehow
Angeles. In Los
that
Angeles.
Was at a Dodger game, right?
But in L.A.
And these guys somehow made their way into the outfield during
a
game.
Well, it was easier to make it onto the field back then.
And they had a flag.
Aaron breaks the record. Yeah. A couple hippies are on there with him.
They need to find a way to digitally erase those dudes from the footage. Yeah. You can't tell me that they can't do that. Right? Digitally erase those knuckleheads so I just see Hammer and Hank run around the bases, those knuckleheads. Yeah, in the 70s, you could just help yourself to the field. Now that's really frowned upon.
With the biggest breast possible. And you can kiss anyone you want.
These hippies thought it would be a good idea to light the American flag on fire. And then Rick Monday said, no, you know,
did
ran
you say
out there
that was in 77?
It was on this date in 1976.
76.
Yeah, bicentennial year.
Oh, yeah, well.
It was a Cubs-Dodgers game that Peter Cetera got the crap kicked out of him, too, right? Was that at Dodger Stadium?
Was that the same game?
Was it the same game?
No, I don't know if it was the same game. But yeah, someone knocked...
Did someone try to burn the American flag and American treasure Peter Cetera?
Someone knocked Peter Cetera's teeth out.
At a Cub Dodger game, right? Am I wrong about that?
Did they think it was Rick Monday? I mean, they kind of look a little bit alike. Bring up a picture of Peter Cetera, and Rick Monday.
No,
and see
separated
him.
At birth.
Separated
to be
at birth?
Sure. Sure. Absolutely. And Rick Monday plays a mean horn kid. Let's not sit here and kid each other. Peter Cetera, the Cubs beat the Dodgers 7-0. Peter Cetera was attacked by Marines.
Oh, boy.
Why are they beating
him? I don't know.
And they did knock his teeth out, right?
Yeah.
No. This was May 20th, 1969. They were at Dodger Stadium. And, you know, Peter Cetera, who was the bass player for Chicago, right?
And singer. Yeah, one of the singers.
Did he only sing like half the songs, and then the one guy blows his brains out, showing everybody that the gun wasn't loaded?
Well, Robert Lamb sang songs as well.
Okay.
They had a few different singers.
Well, they're like, hey, the Cubs are in town. We should go see that. It's the first of a three-game series. Cubs win 7-0.
In 69, you wouldn't even know who Peter Cetera was.
No.
I mean, they would have had, their first record out.
These Marines, Peter Cetera tells the story in the Chicago box set. He says, four Marines didn't like a long-haired rock and roller in a baseball park.
But it's 1969!
You're
the only one there? Come on!
And, of course, I was a Cub fan, and I was in Dodger Stadium, and that didn't do so well. I got in a fight and got a broken jaw in three places, and it was an intensive care for a couple of days.
Jeez.
Wow. They said, F you, hippie. And then they pushed him down the aisle. And when Peter Cetera regained his balance and started to go back up the stairs, another guy from the crowd hauled off with a right hook and hit him square in the face.
Jeez.
Broken jaw. His mouth was wired shut for a few months.
Cubs win, though, you say.
It's 7-0. He says, when they cut the wires off, I was always afraid of my jaw sticking open again. So I don't really open my mouth a lot when I sing.
Are you over it now?
I guess he says no. He says, I just gotten out of the hospital and was lying in bed convalescing when they landed on the moon. Hmm. I grabbed my bass guitar and started this little progression on bass and started writing, where do we go from here? I think Walter Cronkite actually had said that, and I thought, wow, where do we go from here? So in a melancholy way, I wrote that, and I wrote it about myself, and I wrote about the world and everything in general. And that was my first songwriting credit, he says. So he doesn't open his mouth a lot because he's afraid his mouth isn't going to close. That's why he sings like that. That's the secret.
Hold me now. Have me to say I'm sorry.
It all makes sense now. Uh-huh. The key to doing Peter Cetera is just be constantly living in a state of fear that your mouth is going to be open. So I guess I'm hoping nothing bad happens when the Cubs and Dodgers play today. But I'm also kind of hoping something bad does.
They do have a bit of a history.
I don't know any other two teams where there's that much love lost. In 69 and 76.
Number three.
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 Imagine it's 50 years later. 50 years since that beatdown. Uh-huh. And he's still afraid his jaw's never going to close. I guess that's just a visceral thing.
Does he only, eat milkshakes?
Peter Cetera won't eat steak. He could. He just is nervous.
I haven't had a solid BM in 50 years because all I take in just is milkshakes.
Protein shakes.
Through a straw.
Yeah.
A tiny straw.
You look out in your backyard and Peter Cetera is helping himself to your hummingbird feeder. What are you doing, Peter Cetera? We've told you no.
The trick is use a smaller straw. It's like you're getting more.
For me to say I'm sorry.
It is hard for you to say you're sorry because you don't open your mouth, dummy.
Well, I don't know that he needs to apologize for getting beat up.
That's a good point. That's a good point. Although being a hippie at Dodger Stadium. In Los Angeles, they weren't hip to the trip in 1969?
No one else there is a hippie in 1969?
You're telling me in L.A. I get it if Peter Cetera gets the crap kicked out of him in Topeka, Kansas. I can understand
Even members of the Doors were kicking me.
For some reason, Ray Manzarek, who is also a Cub fan, beat me up.
Put a boot right in my face as well.
I love this story out of Detroit. A gigantic drug raid there had cops arresting other cops. Turns out undercover cops in Detroit posed as drug dealers to help catch a pair of sellers. There was a mess up in the paperwork, though, and another undercover police group thought that they were real drug dealers, so they raided the house. So you had people from one precinct pretending to be drug dealers, mm-hmm. and then you had people from another precinct pretending to be drug sellers, and then they all announced they were cops at the same time. Authorities said the undercover officers from the 12th precinct
you're
went undercover.
Arrest. No, you're under arrest.
Exactly. Usually when somebody says, all right, everybody, this is a police.
This is a good place for a stick up.
Everybody knows whose side you're on.
Yes.
But if everyone's saying they're the cops, you can imagine the bedlam that ensues. Officers that were undercover from the 12th precinct went undercover with the purpose of pretending to be drug dealers so they could arrest potential buyers. Two pretend buyers went into the house where the pretend drug dealer officers from the 11th precinct were at. Those officers were there to arrest the buyers. It's confusing. But the only people in this house, the buyers and sellers of drugs, they were all undercover cops. So you've got 12 cops in this room, and they began to rampage the place and yell at each other, which led to fighting. And a couple of them ended up going to the hospital. Guns were pulled out. Punches were being thrown. There were, it says here, over two.
I remember punches being. What's the line?
Two of the officers treated for injuries, one for a contusion to his eye socket and one for a split lip. Several other officers placed on restricted duty. And the best part of the story is the homeowner just stood there and watched all these cops rip each other apart. Nobody knew what the hell was going on. The best part of the story
is... Why is this exercise being taking place in my house?
Why didn't sign up for any of this? The best part is all of these guys are wearing body cameras. So there's footage of this whole thing.
Every angle.
Yeah, it's the best. That happened in Detroit, and I don't know why I enjoyed that as much as I did, but...
Number four.
It's like a Brooklyn Nine-Nine thing, right? Number four, Nicolas Cage's wife of 4 days would like spousal support.
Mm-hmm.
Nicolas Cage's ex-wife, he's had a few ex-wives, right? How many times has this guy been married?
Don't know. Has he been married to famous people?
Wasn't he married to that Lisa Marie Presley?
Oh, yeah.
She was with Michael Jackson and Nicolas Cage, right?
Oh, boy.
I want to say she was with Nicolas Cage first. Am I wrong about that? How many times has Nicolas Cage been married? This latest wife, they were married for 4 days.
Mm-hmm.
And she would like spousal support because, you know, during those 4 days, she got accustomed to a certain manner of living. Okay, he was married to that Patricia Arquette.
Okay.
From 1995 to 2001.
All right, that's right.
Then he was married to Lisa Marie Presley,
mm-hmm.
then Alice Kim, and now this new wife, wife number four, is Erica Kolke. And she's requesting spousal support. Again, they were married for 4 years. She's a
4 days.
Or 4 days, I'm sorry, 4 days. They secretly eloped. Applied for a marriage license in Vegas on Saturday, March 23rd, and then they filed for an annulment a couple days later.
I mean, Cher and Greg Allman were like double that. Didn't they go 9 days?
I think that's right. According to the annulment documents, the 55-year-old actor Nicolas Cage claims he was so hammered and passed out beyond the point of intoxication because this happened in Vegas.
I'm a prickly pear. I want an Oscar.
Wait a minute.
I want an Oscar for this whole act.
Wait a minute. He's drinking himself to death in Las Vegas? Cage says the 4-day marriage was a fraud because...
That was the easiest movie I ever made.
Yeah. He says that she did not disclose the full nature and extent of her relationship with another person.
Hmm.
The makeup artist did not disclose to Cage... the whole year that they were dating, that she's got something of a criminal background.
Mm, as well.
So
illegal makeup?
She wants spousal support, saying that Cage's drunken impulsiveness does not qualify for an annulment. 34-year-old makeup artist also claims that her reputation has been damaged by Cage.
Well, that was going to happen.
She's lost out on a lot of career opportunities.
Yeah.
She would also like him to pay all legal fees.
You knew that going in.
Would you like, now, I guess what Nicolas Cage did was, once his marriage fell apart, he goes out and gets drunk, and he does karaoke of Purple Rain as a way to kind of...
Mm-hmm.
As a way to kind of
soothe the pain,
work his way. Yes, exactly. This is after his wife of 4 days leaves him. He gets at a karaoke bar and just belts out Purple Rain as a way of, you know, celebrating. This was in a Koreatown karaoke bar, and I just want you to hear a little bit of Nicolas Cage kind of, you know, working his way through things. The gift of song. There we go.
Purple rain, purple rain, purple rain.
Woo!
Purple rain, purple rain.
The fuck was
that? Okay.
Jeez Louise. Nicolas Cage getting drinking himself to death in Las Vegas. Mm-hmm. You think of all the movies that he's done.
My greatest role ever.
Like, what's next? Is he going to go find the secret Declaration of Independence somewhere? Or
possibly
fly in a plane with a bunch of convicts? Is he just turning all of his movies into real-life things?
Five.
Maybe he'll go to the Valley and find himself a new girl.
Finally, number five, this leather jacket is a sign of my individuality and belief in personal freedom. Number five, Kentucky Fried Chicken on Monday will be unrolling a new dessert. They're getting in bed with the people at Cinnabon.
Mm-hmm.
KFC's dessert biscuits. It's the KFC biscuits.
It's a leftover KFC biscuit.
Yes.
And they're just going to drizzle it with something from Cinnabon.
Yes.
Chicken flavored or no?
No. No, it's a hybrid biscuit from Cinnabon and KFC. I'm looking at the press release here. It says KFC's flaky biscuit topped with Cinnabon's mouthwatering cinnamon brown sugar glaze and signature cream cheese frosting. So it's like the KFC biscuit had a baby with a Cinnabon. This is going to be available at stores starting on Monday and for like 2 months, and then it's gone. New Cinnabon dessert biscuits.
I wonder how that sort of decision gets made where the Mr. Cinnabon's like, jeez, I don't know.
It's your belief that Archie Bunker runs Cinnabon?
Don't know.
Oh, Archie, let's put a Cinnabon in a...
Oh, Jesus, it was a Cinnabon, I don't know.
Gotta do something with these leftover biscuits.
Well, from what I'm reading here, what fast food reviewers who've gotten a sneak taste of it say,
yeah,
they say it's incredible.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
They say it's life-changing.
All right.
That's going to have to do it for this installment of the Top 5 Things.
We are back tomorrow. The Dave and Darren Top 5 Things podcast has originated from the Capriati Sandwich Shop Studio on 53rd Street in Davenport and 4640 First Avenue Northeast in Cedar Rapids. Taste the Capriati's difference. Only the very best and freshest ingredients. They're fresh-cut deli meats and cheeses. Guaranteed oven roasted in the shop daily. Capriati slow roasted homemade turkey and roast beef are hand pulled daily. Anytime's a good time to get those gift cards from Capriati's, because everybody loves Capriati's. Be sure to download the loyalty app and get free food. Mention Nacho Radio when you're there for lunch or dinner, and you will get a medium sub, and you'll only pay for the price of a small one at Capriati's. Extraordinary food for those unwilling to settle.
All right, thanks for listening. Until we get a chance to do it again, hang loose, kooks.
And you stay classy, Quad Cities.
Come on, Quad Cities, represent. This is for the Quad Cities reference spot. Davenport, yeah, we keeping it locked. Rock out, come on, and it just don't stop. East Moline, yeah, they keeping it hot.
Hi, this is Art Linkletter. Thanks for listening.